Well, President Biden is set to address the country at 3:45 this afternoon about the deteriorating security in Afghanistan. The Taliban entered the capital city of Kabul yesterday, leading to chaos over at Kabul airport as Afghans scrambled to get out of the country. I spoke with Maryland Senator Ben Cardin this morning to discuss the developments out of Afghanistan and specifically who he thinks the U.S. should prioritize in evacuations moving forward. Take a listen.
First, let me just point out the tragedy that's taking place in Afghanistan. A lot of people are going to be hurt and killed. The progress that we've made in regards to women and girls is going to be lost. This is a humanitarian crisis. The United States today, our mission is to get our personnel and those who helped us out of the country as quickly and as safely as possible. Our first mission, of course, is to protect American citizens, our mission in Kabul, as well as those that helped us in regards to the government in Afghanistan. The military control the airport. We are processing people and evacuating people as quickly as we possibly can. And I know that's been accelerated with the fall of Kabul itself. So the airstrip is still controlled by the United States, and we are evacuating people as quickly as possible.
What is your understanding in terms of who actually will be prioritized in terms of the evacuations? Obviously, we've seen the U.S. expand that special immigrant visa program for Afghanis over the last month. As a lawmaker, what additional steps do you think are necessary here when you've got so many here? Those images out of Kabul airport where you've got people jumping on board these planes to try and get out of the country.
Well, the circumstances is dire and it's tragic. We are prioritizing American citizens and those who work directly for the United States. We're also helping other people at risk to get out of Afghanistan to third countries so they can be processed for refugee status. We are seeking the help of other countries in order to save lives, literally. So it is a challenge. But our military will protect the exit through the airport, and that, as of at least today, is still being processed.
Obviously, a lot of finger pointing here over the last 24 hours or so. We've heard plenty of Democratic lawmakers who've said that, look, President Biden's hands were essentially tied by former President Trump negotiating directly with the Taliban. But I have to wonder if you believe the Biden administration miscalculated the timing of the fall here as it relates to Kabul and the overall security situation in Afghanistan?
Well, the first mistake that was made under the Bush administration. When in 2002, we had a chance of establishing a stable government in Afghanistan, the Taliban was totally destroyed from the point of view of having political strength. Instead, we were distracted into going into Iraq, which we never should have done with our military. That was the first major mistake that was made. And then President Trump and his efforts to get American troops out of Afghanistan announced an agreement with the Taliban that was a secret agreement that I think made it very clear that there was no path forward for Afghanistan. So the path was charted well before President Biden took office. But clearly, our intelligence information recently has not been accurate in that the fall of Afghanistan has been a lot faster than we thought it would be.
To what extent do you think President Biden should be held responsible for what's playing out right now?
I think President Biden had very few options. His mission was basically to try to get those who helped us, Americans, out of Afghanistan as safely as possible. And we'll be doing some evaluations as to whether that could have been done more effectively or not. But the path of the Taliban being able to take control of the country was charted before President Biden became president.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin there speaking earlier today. Brian, as our guests earlier in the 11 o'clock hour pointed out, really the immediate focus should be on the security situation over in Afghanistan, specifically in Kabul, and what we've seen play out at the airports. But there's certainly going to be a lot of a lot of processing here over the next weeks and months about where the U.S. failed, if you want to really declare it that, given the U.S. presence over the last 20 years. Senator Cardin, of course, was on that call yesterday with the Biden administration, roughly 45 minutes, lawmakers from both parties asking pointed questions reportedly to not just administration officials, the defense secretary as well. It's tough to see how this all ends, especially for the Afghan people, when you consider that you've got a whole generation there that grew up with the U.S. presence there. And this is all ended, it seems, in what we've seen play out over the last 24 hours.
Yeah, and that was a great conversation there. And of course, it's definitely going to be interesting to see how lawmakers work through not just whether or not the U.S. was correct in the actions that it took under the Biden administration to ultimately pull out of Afghanistan, but what they can possibly do now. But of course, as is always the case with Congress, there's nothing probably likely that they can do immediately that would address what is the most pressing concern in this moment, in this hour, which is trying to get people who are trying to escape the country out of Afghanistan. And I think that when we talk about the preparation by which the United States was ready for this type of thing, first of all, why was it not anticipated that the fall of Kabul would have happened as fast as it did? We know that the president was on record as saying he did not believe that the capital was at risk as of at least last week, although now we already know what the situation is. And then secondly, yes, we know that as of the end of July, the United States did have the infrastructure in place to process what they call those special immigrant visas or those SIVs. But I think what we're finding out now, from the inability to even transport interpreters that were in the embassy out of the country, it seems like it was still woefully ill-prepared. Of course, it's not just the United States in a vacuum. You have the likes of Canada and France that are also trying to evacuate there. But it just seems like on a global scale, but specifically with the United States, it seems like the level of preparedness for what transpired over the weekend was just not up to snuff for what ultimately transpired.
Well, and Brian, you have to wonder, with a few weeks to go until the 20th anniversary of 9/11, the president had sort of timed this to mark that anniversary. No question he's going to be asked now, you know, when in fact 9/11 was sort of triggered, the reason behind going into Afghanistan, what was actually achieved by going into Afghanistan 20 years ago. And then, of course, the key issue I think you asked earlier, which is about credibility. What does this mean for U.S. credibility on an international level at a time when the U.S. has been trying to sort of put together an alliance here to counter China? So a lot of questions still to be asked, but we, of course, we're going to continue to follow.